podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. We're continuing our little mini session through 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, just three small verses. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I recently, I'd say read, but listened to, a chapter from a book talking about biblical meditation and what this means to kind of fix our eyes on Jesus. And the author pointed out that 10 minutes of quote-unquote quiet time in the morning is not enough to combat the 16 hours of rolling around in the mud that we are going to do the rest of the day. We're going to be encountering people and a culture and devices and screens and advertisements everywhere that are trying to tell us something other than God is going to make us happy, is going to fulfill us, that we don't need that, that we need to, you know, lean into our basest desires, that we need to, you know, think about number one, that we need to achieve, that we need to have another better relationship. And the reality is that is not true. But a few minutes in the morning, half-hearted, still half asleep, is not enough of a connection to our God to correctly combat that. So the author pointed us to Psalm chapter 1, which says that we should be meditating day and night on God's word. This is the man who will be blessed. He does not surround himself by scoffers and sinners, but meditates on the word of God, and everything he does, he prospers. I'm about to be starting up my music lessons again for the year, for the season, and very often when I have students, new students, the parents will ask me, how often should they be practicing? And I will give them a number of how much, if I think you practice this much, you will make progress. If you really want to make progress, you can do more than that. But the real answer is, it takes what it takes. How much practice does it take you to be able to come back and play me the song that I introduced to you? It's going to be different for different people. And not just playing it by the skin of your teeth, not just, you know, hammering every other note and stopping and looking and thinking, but to really play the song, to make music with it. That's how much you should be practicing. In the same way, in our Christian life, how much quiet time does it take? How much devotion does it take? How much scripture? How much prayer? And the answer is the same. It takes what it takes. How's your peace right now? How's your joy? How's your satisfaction in the Lord? What's your sense of closeness with your heavenly Father? Is it enough? There's a sense in which it will never be enough. We'll never have enough scripture. We'll never have enough connection with our God. I mean, when we are in heaven with him for all eternity, the whole point is to be worshiping him always. So with all that in mind, we come to our second verse from our section here that says to pray without ceasing. How often should we be praying? We should be praying all the time. In 12-step recovery, one of the steps, one of the big concepts, is what the addict needs is increasing connection with a higher power. That this is the only way to find freedom. And while they would say higher power, we would say we need increasing connection with the God of the Scriptures, with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I like this concept that what we need is to consciously increase our connection to God all the time. I read a book on worship one time that said one of the things that we can do to worship is simply to acknowledge that God is there and that he is at work. That might be part of what it means to pray without ceasing. Praying without ceasing means conscious contact with our higher power, the God of the Scriptures, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who offers us his help, the one who has given us reason to rejoice always. In many ways, our fears and our anxieties and our worries and our anger are when we take God out of the equation and we simply have us and our circumstances and we think that we need to solve this problem on our own. But the more that we are aware that God is at work, the more that we lay our anxieties at his feet because he cares for us, the more that we will find this is the amount of connection to God we need. This is the amount of scripture meditation, of praying continuously. And a good way to do that is to, when you do your 10-minute quiet time in the morning, is to find a verse, an idea, a concept, and hold on to that truth. And any time that you've got free time, You know, let that rattle around in your brain. What does this mean? How do I hold on to this? How do I live this? How do I believe this? How do I make this real in my life? This is biblical meditation, that we don't just let the truth of the scripture, you know, pass us over and then go on about our business. We really take time to let it marinate in our hearts and our minds and in our souls. We pray it back to God. We ask for His help to understand it, to live it out better. And as we pray without ceasing, it's going to make the bookends of this verse easier to do, to give thanks in all circumstances, to rejoice always, because we know that God is with us and He is working in our circumstances, whatever they may be. God, thank you for the reminder to pray without ceasing. Help us to do that, God. Help us to keep you in our minds and in our hearts, to be conversing with you, to have conscious connection with our higher power. God, because we know that you care for us and you're working in our circumstances. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk Church. Family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.